This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Never give up, fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss, fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Happy, happy, happy Friday. Come on in. Keep moving, gotta get back up. No doubt about that. 18 years. Can you believe that? 18 years doing this show with a very simple premise. But you got to get out of bed if you're lucky enough to do so. And you got stuff on your mind you want to do. And you want to have a good life, too. And that's what we're here for. Today, it's time for you to get what you want. And I want to help you get there a little bit faster, if I may. Because you can do all this on your own. There's no doubt if you just live a good, solid life and get out there and put yourself in motion. You're going to learn most of the lessons you need to learn. But do you want to take 80 or 90 years to do it? The answer is probably not. So you wouldn't need to learn from people who have been doing it for a while after 20 years of doing this. I have not only figured out how to do a lot for myself, but also helped a whole bunch of people along the way. And today, you are on that list, so I'm happy to have you here today. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day, episode 4,805. Going to 5,000, so at the end of the year, this podcast will become a little bit different. People are already saying to me, Scott, what are you going to do? You can't walk away from a top 1% podcast and stop doing it. Well, I'm not going to stop doing it, but something's going to be different about it. I can't tell you what it is yet. I will tell you this, that I am doing another podcast that I've already done a couple prototypes on. I like what I'm hearing. I'm kind of playing with it and getting it where I want it to be, and it's going to be good. You're going to like it. Really, really, really different than this one. I'll tell you about that here in a little bit. My name is Scott Smith. Good to have you here today. I'm excited, because I'm starting on a goal today, because 1 month from about yesterday, no, 1 month from today, it's actually 1 month. 1 month from today, I get my new hip. Yep, the doctors have said, you wore the other one out. I said, what was it? Was it jumping out of airplanes? I said, probably. Was it martial arts? I said, probably. Was it all that kid stuff I did? I said, probably. Was it anything else? Yeah, you're probably getting old. Don't say that to me. But 1 month. Got a brand new hip, so let's go on the journey together, and I'm kind of excited about it because it's not going to hurt any worse than this hurts right now. This is kind of crazy, but anyway, I'll count it down for you, and we'll go through that process together because I got to share it with you. You know how I do that. So on Fridays, I always ask the question, how do you want to feel? Interesting, when I launched my Face Your Passion coaching program, which is just going really, really well right now, and if you want to know more about it, just go to faceyourpassion.com, watch the replay of the workshop that we did, and come join us if you'd like to. But one of the questions very early on in the Face Your Passion program, in fact, it's the second question. The first question was, what do you do when you're doing you? And the second question was, how do you want to feel? And people were, A, surprised that I actually put it in the beginning of this big program. Why do you take these simple things you talk about the podcast every single day and then put them into this coaching program? And B, they were like, man, in the context of really thinking about my life, it really works. So today, whether you're in or not, I just want you to ask yourself that question. How do I want to feel? Believe it or not, you have the option to feel whatever way you want to. You can change anything you want to today. There are no consequences or limitations, really. If there are, they could all be really good. And yes, some may be bad, but that's okay. Sometimes you got to leave some of the bad, go through some bad to get to the good. But when you ask, how do I want to feel? You have a choice to get there. So ask that question today when this program's done and just wait to flood yourself with the answers. Open up and receive the answers. Nobody wants to feel bad. You want to feel great. So ask a question, invite it in. So I was sitting at a dining room table of a friend, and we've been solving the problems of the world for several hours, and we'd solved pretty much all of them. There were a few we didn't want to go to. There's a few that, you know, I mean, I knew the answer, but she didn't know the answer. So I thought, you know what? I'm not going to push it, make her feel bad. I know I got every, I do not. I'm like Socrates. All I know is what I don't know. That's it. That's it. I'm just pretty good at kind of faking it till I make it most of the time. But fortunately, on this podcast, I never do that. I talk about what I do know about. Anyway, I had solved all the problems of the world. And then she asked me a question. What are you talking about on today's or tomorrow's podcast? And my answer was pretty simple. I said, I hadn't thought about it yet. Usually my process is many, many times that the podcast idea comes from somebody I've talked to, comes from a coaching call or a friend. And oftentimes it'd be the same day. I'm like, hey, that's a good idea. Let's make a podcast. Come back, spend an hour, write it up, and we record the show. Why don't you talk about why people don't take big chances and stay in their comfort zone for their entire life? Now, I got to tell you, the woman I was talking to was not that person. But she had a passion for helping people do that. But my mind did kind of an instant review of my life and all the areas I had stumbled in before I got out of my own way. Are you in your own way right now? Is it possible that you're in your own way? I would suggest, yes, you are. Well, Scott, I am my way. The way I do things is absolutely the way I want to do it. It works out my way. It is what it is, man. Are you in your own way to get what you want? Just a thought. I also remember conversations with clients over the years on the topic of life's leaps, if you will. Before I could say anything, she said, I know what it is. I told you, she's working with women all the time about how to get out of their comfort. We're talking to a lady here who does some really adventuresome stuff. So I knew this wasn't about her. She said, people get so comfortable with what they built, they don't want a chance losing it. Their money, their home, they wonder what their family will say. Is there anything else? Yes. She was loaded. Everybody gets scared and freezes. She says, I'm like that sometimes, but I've learned to push through fear and I go for it. As long as I'm mostly sure I won't lose what I built. I love that idea because I'm that way too. I'll go for just about anything as long as I'm mostly sure I'm not going to die. Like I'll jump out of airplanes as long as I'm mostly sure, for the most part, the parachute's going to work. I fly airplanes as long as I'm mostly sure I know how to land the airplane. Now, there was a time when I didn't know how to do that, but I've learned. I'll ride my motorcycle as long as I'm mostly sure I'm okay. There's some things I won't do because I'm pretty sure it's not going to work out. But some people get stuck having to be mostly sure almost 100%. They have to be absolutely sure or they won't do anything. Because you got stuff to lose, right? You got family, you got friends, you got money, you got all that stuff. You could lose that if you make a change, and that's the first thing we talk about. But have you ever wondered and thought that possibly maybe if you made the change, you might get more of that stuff? All the goodness. It could happen. So we talked a bit more about what it takes to make change in life, and we came to three conclusions. Are you ready for them? When you have a growth mindset and believe that anything is possible, you can do anything. Holding on too tightly to what you have sends the wrong energetic message. When you are willing to expand, you will. I know it's scary. Next, as a human, you will never be comfortable gambling on the very thing that allows you to dream. The foundation that takes care of your personal needs is the very reason you desire to self-activate. Maslow's hierarchy of needs taught us that. Your foundation must remain while you expand. And finally, fear will always be present when beginning a new adventure. The cure is knowledge. When you know what you have, you see your path forward, and have prepared as much as possible for your journey, you're going to find yourself willing to go for it. It's pretty simple. One of the things I've learned over time in coaching people, and I built it right into my Face Your Passion Foundation Builders program. They asked me, why do I call it Foundation Builders? I said, I know you want to do all the fun stuff, the mastery stuff, the legacy stuff. I know you want to do all your dreams. You want to climb Mount Everest and everything else. I know you want to do that. But the reality is, if you don't have a foundation in place, you can't do any of that. So we have to take a breath. We have to take a breather. We have to pull back and take the time to build a solid foundation. From a foundation, heck, even I can climb Mount Everest. Anything is possible when you protect your foundation, respect the challenge, and honor the dreams that are whispering to your soul. But I'm not going to climb Mount Everest. You know why? Because I've seen the movie. It just doesn't look like it's any fun. I'm just not going to do it. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday right here on the Daily Boost.